You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me.
Well, the road less traveled is under construction, where the detour that takes you through that sketchy neighborhood you never even realized was in your town. It's more lost time. This time we got In-Betweens and Mike Cotton and Cyrus Erie and a Dutch act from the 70s called Hound Dog and a California punk tune from the Simpletones. So a lot of obscure stuff, probably stuff that you may not be familiar with, but let's start with one that you probably have heard of the band. I was thinking about bands that probably get about as much credit as they're due, though maybe with some songs that it's a shame that they've been left off the table. So I was thinking like The Knack and The Sweet and the one I want to start out with today, The Romantics. So what happened was for Christmas last month, my wife Karen and I made a bunch of playlists for our niece Lauren, full of songs that we thought she might like, and I included this one by The Romantics because Lauren is this huge Green Day fan. And if you listen to this Romantics cut from their second record, National Breakout, tell me if you don't hear a great Green Day singer. Listen to this. This is The Romantics with Tomboy.
On me, but do you always have to top me? I love the lips that I wanna kiss, but when you start to talk, I wear you always miss. You're a tomboy, you must get pretty tough. You're a tomboy, you can't hide it enough. I think that you're so attractive. Until you get your muscles active, changing roles is your obsession. When you gonna learn your lesson? You're a tomboy, you must get pretty tough. You're a tomboy, you can't hide it enough. Boys, don't tell me I'm wasting time about with lipstick and makeup. I wanna make you mine. On the outside you look like a classic cover girl, and underneath it all, wild man of the world. Even though you try your best, just can't hide it. Gets too much, it's hard to fight it. You're a tomboy, you must get pretty tough. You're a tomboy, no, you can't hide it enough. You're a tomboy, you must get pretty tough. You're a tomboy, oh, you can't hide it enough. You're a tomboy. Right.
That's the Simple Tones with Don't Bother Me. Before that, the Romantics. The Simple Tones were out of California. That was from this really sort of seminal compilation record called Beach Boulevard, 1978 on the Posh Boy label. There was only three acts on the record. There's the Simple Tones and the Crowd and a young kid by the name of Rick L. Rick. But I love the Simple Tones. That was the one on that, right? That was the real find for me. It sounds a little bit like sort of an American Stiff Little Fingers. So if you can find a copy of Beach Boulevard, grab it. That's a good one. I want to play this pair of lost singles that in some ways don't have a lot in common, I guess, but it struck me the other day that they're both, they sound a little bit like the stuff that The Who was doing at the time. The first one is by a band called Cyrus Erie that were came out of Cleveland with Eric Carmen in the band. And I don't know if this was Eric Carmen's first band, but they were a Cleveland cover band. They were doing a lot of Who tunes and Small Faces tunes. And in 1968, they had this single on Epic Records. And it's just fantastic little power pop tune. It sounds a little bit like Alex Chilton singing for The Who. From 68, this is Cyrus Erie with Get the Message.
We've been going
together so long. Can't you feel that there's something wrong? You only take me out of boiler. Come on, come on, come on. We can't go on this way. Why there's nothing more to say.
from the Netherlands in 1973. That's a band called Hound Dog with a tune called Rock and Roll Show. And that guy sounds like he's almost a dead ringer for Daltrey in 1973. That one sounds a little bit like something that could be on Who's Next from that time, before that Cyrus Erie with Get the Message. And that was the Cyrus Erie tune is almost like a gentler, more intelligent Who. And that 1973 Hound Dog tune is more of that sort of ham-fisted Who. That sort of more macho Daltrey marching on the stage Who. So I guess, speaking of ham-fisted, now is as good a time as any for word from our sponsor. If you're a regular fan of our program, you probably already know about Modern Age Brownies, the brownie not available in stores because they're not yet available anywhere. But maybe you don't know that Modern Age Brownies are on their way to being recognized in multiple states as a physician-approved therapy for relief of pain, nausea, anxiety, cramping, and seizure. And they're great for school lunches and between meal treats. It's true. Modern Age Brownies are made from pure ingredients, mostly, and they're moist, delicious, and the individual vacuum-sealed wrappers keeps them fresh. You know, rare side effects such as stomach bleeds have been exaggerated, and they go great with ice cream and just a glass of cold milk. Modern Age Brownies, so delicious, they're repetitious. The limit intake to 2 per 24 hours unless under direction of physician. Okay, back to the music. Here's a great one. Let's all twist. It's the In-Betweens.
Stay. Then you told me I would have to wait, girl. I've got my eye on you, baby, oh yeah.
That guilty pleasure there is the Mike Cotton sound with I Got My Eye on You from July 65 on the Columbia label, Columbia UK. This is the B-side, actually, to Make Up Your Mind. Mike Cotton was a multi-instrumentalist, a trumpet player, primarily, and he started out in jazz bands, then he formed that pop group. He had like four singles in the UK. That one, I call it a guilty pleasure because, boy, it just couldn't be whiter, and I feel like the Zombies could have done a better job with it if it was going to be that way. Or Small Faces. And though it's terrific. I mean, it's ranged great and it really swings. And I have really mixed feelings about it. Anyway, Mike Cotton, after he broke up that band, he ended up with the Kinks when they started needing horns on stage and everything with the Muswell Hillbillies stage review. So to speak, he's with the Kinks for a few years, and then after that, he went back to jazz. Before that, the In-Betweens with a tune called Security. That's it's actually an Otis Redding song that you may know, from '66. The In-Betweens were from Wolverhampton, and Noddy Holder was in the In-Betweens. He went on to be the frontman of Slade for years. Probably know Slade. But the In-Betweens were around for a short period of time. In certain circles, the In-Betweens are just legendary. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I love that song. I love their version of Security. We get time for one more. So let's hear this this radio recording, Money Mark, who I love a lot. And this is from 2007, his in-studio version on KCRW of Color of Your Blues.
Since you've been gone, I've lost my cleverness. And since you walked away, I just can't deal with this emptiness and loneliness. I can't fake it, I feel naked wherever I go. People can see it's in my face, and when I breathe, it's the story of faded glory. Life is made up all that you lose. Can't even choose the color of your blue.
goodness. I live in yesterday's old dusty promises. I believe in what you said. I can't fake it. I feel naked wherever I go. People can see it's in my face. And when I breathe, it's the story of faded glory. Life is made up. All that you lose, can't even choose the color of your blue.
Money Mark from February 2007 on KCRW with Color of Your Blues. That's the program. Thanks for listening. You can get our tweets at More Lost Time. Send us an email, morelosttime@gmail.com. Our interns are Faye Kennett and Lisa Carr. Today's research was by Kurt Reception. The show was engineered and produced by Oscar Nominee. More Lost Time is part of Project Acquisition, whose goal is to use social networking to grow audiences for its podcasts until deficits in its budget can be relieved by billing listeners for retroactive listens. So tell a friend about the program and ease your own future personal financial blow. It's too late now. This has been The Sound of More.